the introduction to the kinos should really be paying attention to the Haftarah. Yirmiyahu HaNavi explains that Hashem says that they should be a response of kinos and what they mean. We no longer have the expression in Avelus, in mourning, of women coming to the funeral and leading in various dirges, various musical things, to stir up and expand people's emotions and tears at the occasion. But that's exactly described in the Mishnah and described by Yirmiyahu as what Kina is and what the Kinos are meant to accomplish. Tisha B'Av has a dual character. It's a Tanis Sibur, public day of mourning, and shares the character of other days that are Ta'aniyos, that fast days. It's also a day of public mourning, of public avelus. And while many of the halachos that stem from both are identical, it is this double day, and one has to understand it accordingly. And in many respects, this is expressed in a split of the day between the first half, this morning, the time that we have to say kinos until midday, and the afternoon. The Kriyas HaTorah that we had this morning was not the Kriyas HaTorah of Tanis, though the one we will say this afternoon is. On a normal Tanis, the Haftorah appears only in the Torah reading at Mincha and not at Shacharis, and Tisha B'Av, it's both times, reflecting the different characters of the day. The morning portion is the time pre-Nechama, too early for consolation. We say Na'achein first at Mincha. And it corresponds in the Avelus. There is a minhag that Nicham Avelim not take place during the first 3 days of the Avelus. I'm not recommending that we follow it. Hard enough to get people to find the time to come to be Menachem Avel. Why? But because the first 3 days are Gimel Yamim Lebechi. That's a time to cry, to fully experience the sense of loss. And being comforted is to reduce the sense of loss, to come to terms with the tragedy, and to move on in life. Particularly when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Avelus de Rabin, the communal mourning, and as the Rav Zatzal explained so often, one that had to be stimulated, in contrast to Rachmana Litzlan, a personal loss which has been experienced immediately and doesn't need an external stimulus. The tragedy is felt and it's been experienced. Here, we're trying to recreate a sense of tragedy for events that have taken place thousands of years ago. So the kina is to stir our emotions, to lead us to cry. When paid attention to the Haftorah, and every time to read Haftarah, it has to end in a positive note, and this as well, but it did not end in a note of tshuva being mentioned. Tshuva comes in the afternoon. This is a time to feel terrible, to suffer the pain, to share it with the Jewish people around the world today and throughout the generations and the millennia who have experienced Jewish suffering and pain and tragedy of Tisha B'Av. The day of mourning. And as we'll see when we get to the latter part of the kinos, there will be events described that didn't take place in Tisha B'Av, but were tragic moments for the Jewish people. And instead of sprinkling our year with days of mourning, it's all focused on this one day. So that sad, tragic component in Jewish history, that loss of fundamental aspects of our national character, having been sent twice into Golos, having seen the Beis HaMikdash, the center of our spiritual life destroyed, and the endless tragedies that have followed us, the anti-Semitic incidents, the destruction, and we gather together to mourn, to cry, to express our solidarity with the Jewish people. And of course we know that we're not going to end the day only by saying kinos, that the very expression of solidarity is the beginning of the process of the nechama that will be expressed more explicitly in some of our things, what we say in the Kriya Haftorah, at Mincha, and the saying of the Gemara Midas HaRachamim. But let us focus on the earliest stage, the stage of identification with Jewish history, with experiencing to the degree that we can without having physically partaken in it, all the suffering, the losses, the tragedies of our people, and let it lead us to actually cry, bemoan, experience and feel within us that sense of we are part of that people, the Jewish people. We share in everyone's pain and everyone's suffering. We cry with everyone. We say the kinos together. We don't have someone just say it for us. We star ourselves and each other. And hopefully through this process, which is a cleansing process, we'll be able to move on to the next stage, nechama, consolation. It's hinted at us by the very fact that with all of this, we didn't say Tachlin this morning. In the back of our mind, we know that Tisha B'Av, in some sense, is a Moed. Tisha B'Av represents all the tragedies and also the hope for the Geula that will take place as well.